You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, August 26th. John Hockenberry is away. As we march toward the third anniversary of Hurricane Katrina this week, we're taking a look at how things are today in the Gulf and also taking a look back at what happened that week. In all, the storm killed 1,200 people along the Gulf Coast, flooded New Orleans, and forced the evacuation of tens of thousands of people. At the center of the government's response was Michael Brown, back then the director of FEMA. He joins us from Atlanta. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Adora.
So what did you learn from Hurricane Katrina?
Well, unfortunately, all of the things that I had kind of been screaming within the Department of Homeland Security about the marginalization of FEMA, its budget cuts, the kind of diminution of its mission, were all coming true. And you couple that with the problems that we had with state and local governments, it was a disaster within a disaster.
And for the most part, fairly or unfairly, you've become a real symbol of everything that went wrong, all those things that you just mentioned. Where do you think the buck does stop?
Well, the buck really stops with the president and stops with Secretary Chertoff. I mean, Secretary Chertoff really became an impediment to the response process. The commander in the field at the time, which was myself, has to have full reign of authority to make the decisions, to move things where they had to be moved, to make the decisions in the field based upon the information that's actually in the field. And when Secretary Chertoff ordered me to go back to Baton Rouge and try to run a disaster that covers 90,000 square miles from behind a desk, it was just doomed to fail.
I think that's hard for many people to understand. At least you're not taking some responsibility, given the fact that you were the director of the Federal Emergency Management Agency.
Oh, Adora, let me make perfectly clear. I have said in numerous public speeches around the world and throughout this country that I take responsibility for those mistakes that I made. And that primary mistake that I made was at the very beginning when things weren't working and when I could see that the systems were beginning to break down. That what I should have done was, instead of, you know, you stand up in the podium with the politicians around you and everyone has their arms around each other talking about, you know, what a great job everyone's doing, I should have spoken the absolute truth at that point and told the American public that this disaster and this system was not working and that we needed their patience and to basically to wake up the administration to what needed to be done. Now, in hindsight, probably been fired on the spot for having said those things publicly, but it would have been the exact right thing to have done.
You spend your professional life now advising people on emergency responses. What do you tell them based on the experiences that you've had and what you just mentioned, that sometimes you've got to say when it's not working, you have to say it loudly?
Well, Adora, it's amazing the response that I get from executives, CEOs, and particularly response and emergency agencies around the world. Who look at me and say, who better to learn this from, because he's seen how it works, from, you know, the events of 9/11 to the hurricanes in 2004 and 160 other disasters, to the guy who's been in the bottom of the pit where it's just completely fallen apart and not worked. So who better to learn those lessons from than from the guy who's seen the entire spectrum of what works and what doesn't work?
Give us one single piece of advice that you think is important today.
That you have to understand that at some point, whether you're a CEO, you're a government bureaucrat, whatever you happen to be, that when your world around you begins to crumble and all of the things that you think are supposed to work don't work, that the smartest thing that you can do is to immediately just say stop. Admit to your consumers, your shareholders, whoever they are, that things are not working, and here are the steps that we're going to proactively take to make this thing work and turn it around. See, I often think that what we don't do is we don't give the American public enough credit. The American public just wants to know the truth, what's really going on, what's really happening, whether it's good or bad. They can accept that.
And I think that, just to interrupt you right there, I think it's a really important point that you're making, because I covered Hurricane Katrina. In fact, I was at several of the news conferences that you did with Chertoff several days right. after Hurricane Katrina, and there certainly was a real lack of urgency, and there was a real lack of honesty about what was actually happening on the ground in New Orleans in terms of troops getting there, in terms of food and water getting there.
Right, because the politicians, and myself included.
No, but I'm actually
point,
speaking about you specifically with all due
right,
respect.
Right, and that's what I'm saying, and particularly me. So when you stand up and you say, you use those talking points and you try to put the rosy picture on, it creates a disconnect. It creates a disconnect between the spokesperson, myself, and the media.
Mm-hmm.
A disconnect between the media and what's really happening. A disconnect between me and the general public. And the more you have those disconnects, the more cynical everyone becomes, and the more difficult it makes it to say, here's what's happening, here's what we need. And in the case of a public event like Katrina, mm-hmm. it makes it even more difficult to rally, for example, the cabinet, so that the cabinet understands that when Michael Brown says he needs X, I better get off my butt and get those things to him.
Have you been to New Orleans recently?
I was in Baton Rouge. There's the Stevenson Disaster Management Institute that was established at Louisiana State University. And they've had me down to speak to their crisis management group about what they can do better next time.
Michael Brown, we thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Adora.
Michael Brown, the former FEMA director during Hurricane Katrina and currently the owner of Michael Brown Consulting International, a crisis management firm. And now we're going to turn to Femi Okeh, who's got some headlines for us.
Thank you very much, Adora. Just coming up to 28 minutes past the hour.